In an instant, they disappeared down the sunken road to the cantonments, and I was left alone. Mulvaney had not seen fit to recognise me, so I knew that his trouble must be heavy upon him. I climbed one of the bastions and watched the figures of the three musketeers grow smaller and smaller across the plain. They were walking as fast as they could put foot to the ground, and their heads were bowed. They fetched a great compass round the parade ground, skirted the cavalry lines, and vanished in the belt of trees that fringes the low land by the river. I followed slowly and sighted them, dusty, sweating, but still keeping up their long, swinging tramp on the river bank. They crashed through the forest reserve, headed toward the bridge of boats, and presently established themselves on the bow of one of the pontoons. I rode cautiously till I saw three puffs of white smoke rise and die out in the clear evening air, and knew that peace had come again. At the bridgehead, they waved me forward with gestures of welcome.
"Tie up your horse," shouted Ortheris, "and come on, sir. We're all going home in this here blooming boat."
From the bridgehead to the forest officer's bungalow is but a step. The mess man was there, and would see that a man held my horse. "Did the sahib require aught else, a peg or beer?" Richie Sahib had left half a dozen bottles of the latter, but since the sahib was a friend of Richie Sahib, and he, the mess man, was a poor man, I gave my order quietly and returned to the bridge. Mulvaney had taken off his boots and was dabbling his toes.